It's the Chad. A fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
Welcome into an exciting A's Clubhouse Show. The script completely flipped at the end of the game. Just when you're thinking, oh man, here it comes, another A's loss at home. This is going to be another tough one that we're going to have to wait for. At least we'll get to turn it around late in the night and, you know, get another chance. And then all of a sudden, redemption for Luis Barrera, who was DFA'd by the A's just a little over a month ago, turns up to be the hero. You know, he had some struggles. He got caught off of first base there when he strayed a little too far away and got caught into a double play. He misplayed the ball that allowed Mike Trout to come in and score and get the Angels another run. But then, you know, you got to go into the dumb and dumber, and then he comes up in the ninth inning and totally redeems himself. Ken, this was just, you know, kind of a boost, a shot in the arm that this team really needed, especially at home.
Well, you're so right, Joe. You put it great, because they just, you know, struggling so badly offensively to score runs, and then it comes, and, you know, the baseball gods, like Vince said, they can work in very interesting ways. And the baseball gods were in the A's corner today. And, you know, it was great to see for that kid. And like you said, he was DFA'd and kind of fallen out of favor in the organization, but came back and, I think, a much better perspective on things. And, you know, Mark Kotze has talked about that. And he's always had a lot of talent, Barrera. And there was a point, you know, two or three years ago when he was considered one of the best prospects in the organization. He's dealt with injuries that have derailed it at times. His ascension through the minor league system, but what a moment for him, and it wasn't cheap, and he did it against a guy who's one of the best closers in the game. And you also have to give the guys ahead of him a lot of credit, and Laureano and the hard work paying off. And we had mentioned that Ramon Joe had spent time out on the field this morning with Kotze and taking a lot of extra batting practice, and A's were literally down to their last strike today, and he drilled that double to right center, kept things alive, and then Bethancourt laid off some tough pitches, and especially not always easy to lay off that outside slider from Raisel Iglesias. He works the walk, and it set it all up, and the A's didn't really have, they were out of extra players anyway, so Barrera was going to bat, and they got a left-handed matchup against the right-handed pitcher, and man, he came through.
Well, you mentioned about redemption, and, you know, we're focused on Barrera, but, you know, Bethancourt is a good call because of that walk. He had that pass ball earlier on the ball where it, you know, bounced off his glove, allowed everyone to kind of move up and kept things in trouble, and then he works that walk and winds up becoming a big run later on in the game. But you mentioned about how, you know, a guy can get DFA'd and maybe that changes their perspective or maybe allows them to refocus things. You know, a guy that kind of fell out of favor for the A's a while ago was Paul Blackburn. And a guy that's really turned it around today. And the A's got him off the hook with the decision, but another strong outing, 6 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 3 Ks, and he's got the third best ERA in the American League. Actually lowered it today to 1.67. Just an incredible story for a local guy that, you know, usually when we saw Paul Blackburn, he would be pitching on a doubleheader as that extra guy. And today, you know, he's the A's best pitcher right now.
Yeah, 4-0 after 7 starts, Joe, and you're right. And I do give the A's some credit for sticking with him, because he was a guy, they could have let him go and, you know, traded him, or he could have been DFA'd, and, you know, more than once, because he just kind of drifted up and down, had injuries between the big leagues and the minor leagues. But the A's have always, I think, Joe, believed that Blackburn had the talent. All that's come to fruition this year. And he's an artist. He's surgical on the mound. He reminds me a little bit of, Greg Maddux is one of the greatest of all time, but maybe like a Kyle Hendricks kind of guy, you know, Maddux. He has to be that kind of a guy. Keep the ball off the barrel of the bat, moves it around, has good movement. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, and you're right about Bethancourt with the pass ball, but, you know, looking back on that, that was a breaking ball from Zach Jackson, and I think he was really expecting that ball to be down. And yeah. I think it caught him by surprise, because initially on the call, I said fastball. Because yeah. you never see Jackson throw a breaking ball that high, you know, that was out of the zone up. And I think maybe that caught Christian a little bit by surprise. But It actually turned into a really interesting C-cuts because after that it led to the intentional walk of Trout. And then things kind of unraveled for the A's over the rest of that top of the eighth inning.
You know, and Ken, before we let you get out of here, because I know it's a long day, you got another game coming up, but, you know, you just need to have these good things happen at home. You know, on the road, this team has played a lot better. I think they're 10-10 on the road. They've struggled at home. They snap a seven-game home losing streak with this win here and this walk-off win. But when you see that your team is going to do it late in the game, that they're not going to give up, that they can grind it out, they can break through, that's when things kind of start to break through. And you need this momentum to shift. You know, maybe not so that you're the best team in the baseball at home, but you got to be a lot closer to 500 than what we've seen from the A's so far this season. And this can be something they can really build on.
Well, that's right, Joe. And a hidden fact in the aftermath of this is that Barrera's home run also broke a seven-game home losing streak. You don't want to lose two or three in a row at home, let alone seven. So you're right. I mean, it was a big deal that he came through like that. And the other thing is, I think to validate what the A's have done with their pitching. Because they were looking at 14-21 with great pitching for the most part this year. And, you know, that can be frustrating because they've pitched so well. So in a lot of ways, that home run really helped the cause for the ball club. Although the play-by-play guy got the score wrong on the initial call, but the play-by-play guy's done a million games, and you shouldn't do that. But that's okay.
We'll try to do better in the second game. It was a win. You know, like everyone's feeling good, so we'll let things go. So I'll strap on my lights have taken full effect pin for the second game. I'll let you go get some rest and get ready to call another one. So can't appreciate it, man.
Okay, buddy.
All right, well, the A's get a win, a much-needed walk-off win today. Redemption, redemption, redemption for Luis Barrera. We'll be talking about that. We're going to go through the highlights on the other side, and then we'll start getting into your calls. We'll get into some of your tweets. So we'll roll into that as we continue along here on the A's Clubhouse Show, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Welcome back. The story changing completely there at the end of the game. It looked like it was going to be another, you know, salty day leaving the A's game, a beautiful day for Oakland A's baseball. But the story completely flipped at the end of the game on one swing of the bat. As the A's, Ken and I were talking about it, they snapped their seven-game home losing skid in dramatic fashion. And we're going to set the scene for you because that's how it became so dramatic, with the A's pulling out the 4-3 win in game one of this doubleheader. Paul Blackburn pitched very well today, but he did have to work early on in the game. In the top of the first inning, Brandon Marsh used his speed, leading off the game with a ground ball single. Then he would go first and third on a ground ball up the middle. And right away, it's first and third, nobody out for Shohei Ohtani. The A's are in trouble, and Ohtani delivered, getting the run home.
And now here's the 1-1 pitch to Ohtani, and it's on the way. And Ohtani, it's a ground ball back a second. Elvis, a backhand pickup, race to the bag, diving, but it's not in time. And the run scores from third. Everybody is safe, and the Angels take a 1-0 lead. Slow developing play. The A's, as we said, had the shift. A ground ball left of second. Elvis with a pickup, then went diving to the bag at second. The A's are thinking about challenging this. The ruling is that Renjifo is safe at second. Ohtani with an infield single. Marsh scored from third. 1-0 Halos. And the A's are going to challenge this. Wow, there you go.
Trust your instincts.
Well, I think we've been down this road so many times that our instincts say the A's are going to win the challenge, but reality says they're going to rule a call stands. Well, it's the first out. Of course, the run still scores. It's 1-0 Halos, and it also takes away an infield single from Ohtani.
Well, that was it. I mean, as Ken described it, it was a very slow developing play. I think Andres was on the first base side of the bag. The ball went to the third base side. He had to go over and get it and then try to rush over to second base. He dove, maybe slid a little too early, but just got the tip. Maybe a string of the glove on the bag just ahead of the runner. And that was good enough because Brandon Marsh would come around to score on that play. The run comes in, but, you know, the A's getting out there, and all of a sudden you've got a runner on first, and it takes a runner off, some pressure off of Paul Blackburn there. And he would settle in. He got a pair of strikeouts. He would end the inning and limit that damage to just one run. But as we've been watching these games, one run can feel like 10 a lot of the time with the way the A's offense has been going. But A's did get some guys on base. They managed to get a lot of walks and just unable to get that big hit until later on in the game to finally break things through. Oakland didn't get their first hit of the game until the bottom of the fourth inning. That was when Sheldon Noisy led off with a fly ball to right that would go down as a double.
It's been now 13 innings. A swing and a fly ball to right, driving Mayfield back toward the corner. Dives, and he has it and squirts out of his mitt. Kind of misplayed that ball into extra bases, and Noisy is at second with a double. He took quite the circuitous route to get to that ball that helped Noisy and the A's, and Noisy has the A's first hit today.
Well, there you go. You've got a runner in scoring position. You're thinking, okay, we've got a chance. Let's try to get this run across. We've got some guys coming up. But Chad Pinder would strike out. Sean Murphy with a fly ball to right. Ramon Laureano did work a two-out walk there, but that was before Christian Bethencourt grounded out to shortstop. And just that quickly, the inning fizzled out, and, you know, a potential run-scoring inning winds up just coming up empty. Well, two things go hand-in-hand, runs and wins. They've both been very hard to come by at the Coliseum so far this season. As I mentioned, the A's were getting guys on base. They were able to make that happen, but they got the leadoff hitter on, I think, in five of the first seven innings. I think it wound up being six of the first eight. But it wasn't until the seventh inning when the A's were finally able to cash in on that. And as Ken and I were talking about, it was Ramon Laureano, a guy the A's wanted to get back up. You knew it was going to take him a little bit of time to get reacclimated after so much time off. But he came up there in the seventh inning and showed the efforts of all of his hard work, lacing a double to left.
He pitched in last night's game. 2-2, hit hard toward third, and it's through a base hit to the left of Wade and into left field, sliding as Marsh comes up firing towards second. Ramon hustling around first and into second with a stand-up double. Smashes it to the left of Wade, deep toward left field, and with Marsh over toward left center, had a long way to chase it down, and Ramon took advantage of it to get his second double of the year.
Laureano ripped that ball at 105 miles an hour. It was one of the hardest hit balls of the game as he raced around second. Christian Bethencourt would bunt him over. The ball would stay right there. It died right in front of the plate. And with third baseman Tyler Wade crashing in on the bunt, no one was covering. So Laureano moved up. And this is when the A's were really trying to make a play out of it. It was a 1-0 game at that point. Mark Kotze going to his bench, calling on a professional hitter. It was Jed Lowry called in to pinch hit for Kevin Smith. Lowry fell behind 0-2, but as he does, he never panicked, eventually delivering a knock up the middle to give the A's their first run of the series.
Laureano with a short lead at third. Wade close to him, now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, shot up the middle, a base hit. Jed Lowry delivers, this game is tied at one. A clean single back through the middle of the diamond. In to score is Laureano. And for Lowry, his eighth run batted in of the year. And quite a lift for an A's offense that is in desperate search of offense.
It was a lift, but it was a short-lived lift. A double play would end the inning, and this was part of setting the scene because Luis Barrera would enter the game as a pinch runner, but he was caught drifting way too far off of first on a shallow fly ball to right, and you're thinking, oh, man, face and hands, and here we go again. But at least we got the game tied. We've taken Paul Blackburn off the hook, and this would take us on into the next inning. In the top of the eighth, the Angels would very quickly take advantage of some mistakes by the A's as they tapped into their depth to retake the lead in the next inning. Sam Moll, who has been nails for the A's bullpen this season, he got Shohei Ohtani to ground out, but then a walk to Jared Walsh, and that's where the trouble started. The Angels had a couple of big bats on their bench to start this game, giving some guys the first game off, at least for the majority of the game. Mike Trout came on as a pinch hitter, and Mark Kotze called on Zach Jackson to face him, but the first pitch was a breaking ball and seemed to be some kind of a mix-up. Christian Bethencourt looked like he was looking for something else. He had trouble handling it as the ball went off his glove, rolled back to the backstop. Walsh took second on that pass ball, and Mike Trout was walked intentionally. So the Angels would keep their threat alive as they would call on another good hitter in Anthony Rendon to pinch hit as he singled to left to give the Angels the lead back.
Bethencourt sets up outside. And the 2-2 on the way is a line drive base hit to left. Walsh goes to third. He's going to turn around third and come to the plate. He scores the go-ahead run. Trout stops at second. Rendon comes off the bench and delivers a line drive base hit to left. And the Angels have taken a 2-1 lead.
And just like that, your heart is sinking again. You're thinking, oh, man, we just did all that work. We tied it up. We're starting to feel good. And, here it is again. And then Andrew Velasquez would follow with a single to left of his own. And again, this is another moment setting the scene for redemption for Luis Barrera as he misplayed the ball. Initially, Mike Trout stopped at third, but Trout would take advantage of the error, rushing home to score and make it a 3-1 game.
Gave Trout the intentional pass. Here's a swing and a ground ball left side deep in the hole. Elvis can't get it. Trout has slid into third, thinking that maybe the ball would be caught by Elvis. Now here's Trout coming to the plate. He scores, and the Angels take a 3-1 lead. And once the ball got past Elvis, I'm not sure if Barrera fielded the ball cleanly in left field. And Trout noticing that, Trout thinking that Elvis was going to come up with that ball on the bouncy ball deep in the hole on a play that evolved in slow motion. And Trout went sliding into third, but Barrera thinking that maybe he would have to come up throwing with a throw to the plate, he bobbled the ball in left field.
Well, the A's would get out of that. It was 3-1 Angels at that point. Again, you're thinking, oh, man, here we go again. The Angels take the lead. The A's would then, once again, get the leadoff hitter on in the next inning, but as happened way too often in this series, they would ground into another double play. I think the A's grounded into four double plays total, or hit into four double plays, as this would just kind of take all of the momentum away from them. And in the eighth inning, it was Tony Kemp coming up and killing some A's momentum once again.
Out of the stretch, the third base side. Pache takes a short lead. Right-hander turns, throws. Antonio, it's a ground ball to first. Here's the flip to second for one. Back to first by Renjifo, and that's a double play. They've done that all day, the Halos. As soon as the A's have something going, the Halos do something to defuse it.
So why have we focused on some of the bad things the A's did along the way? Because it gets good at the end. In the ninth inning, the A's would be able to get out of it. Brandon Marsh singled on a line drive to shortstop Elvis Andrus to start things off. Then you had a sack bunt to move him over. Shohei Ohtani would walk. Jared Walsh would pop out to second baseman Tony Kemp. And that's when the A's decided to make a move. And Lou Trevino would come on, replacing Kirby Snead to face Mike Trout. Coming into that at-bat, I think Mike Trout was 0-for-5 against Trevino. But it seemed like a little bit of a questionable move when you're down two runs in a game. But Mark Kotze trying to give his team a chance to do something great. Mike Trout struck out swinging. And that would send us to the ninth inning. And again, you're still not feeling great the way that the A's have moved the ball. Seth Brown would come on as a pinch hitter, replacing Chad Pinder there to lead things off. He flew out to Brandon Marsh. That was the first out. Then Sean Murphy flew out to center, and that was the second out. Now then, Ramon Laureano, who was having himself a day, his best game since he came back last Sunday, doubled on a line drive to right field. And all of this is starting to set the scene. You're starting to feel good about things once again. Ramon Laureano doubles. Christian Bethencourt, who had some things to make up for on his own. We talked about the pass ball. Got a walk. And now you've got runners at first and second base. It's two outs. And a guy who had struggled that day, coming in as a pinch runner, getting caught off first base for a double play to end an inning, making a defensive mistake that allowed another run to come home. All of that setting the scene for total redemption.
Laureano leads at second. Bethancourt from first. The outfield toward left. Lots of room in right center. And the pitch is swung on. Hit the right field. Hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track over his head and over the wall. Do you believe that? Luis Barrera gets his redemption on this Saturday afternoon. It gives the A's an improbable, incredible win over the Halos in the first game of this doubleheader.
I love the call from Ken Korak. You can hear it as the ball's going out, the belief increasing in Ken's voice as the ball's traveling deeper and deeper. What a moment. What a great win. The A's get the walk-off win, rewriting the story on the last pitch of the game to just change the momentum, snapping a 7-game home losing skid in game one of a doubleheader and just completely changing the energy in the ballpark. And the A's just released the lineup for game two. Guess what? Luis Barrera is in there. He'll be in right field. He'll be hitting eighth today, back in the lineup later on tonight after getting to be the hero. So we've gone through the highlights. We're going to check in. I think Vince caught up with Ramon Laureano, who's did a lot to help the A's win today. We're going to catch up with Ramon Laureano. We'll also check in with Mark Kotze as we roll along with the A's Clubhouse Live before getting you ready for game number two.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. Not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
O'Reilly. Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Welcome back to the A's Clubhouse Show. I'm Joe Hughes, filling in for Chris Townsend this afternoon. The energy is as bright as the sun is today. The A's pulling out a walk-off win, 4-3, to beat the Angels in Game 1. And while Luis Barrera was the hero of the day, it doesn't happen without another hero, and that was Ramon Laureano. 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. He also walked, had a pair of doubles, easily his best game at the plate, and he caught up with Vince Catronio after the game.
With Ramon Laureano, as the A's win 4-3 in game one of the day-night doubleheader against the Angels, I mean, you know this game, and you know sometimes you get down, but you can't just check out. What was it like watching Luis Barrera in that last at-bat, knowing that he had a tough spot on the bases, he had a tough spot on the field, and yet he still had a chance to be the hero, which he was?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to hear, you got to start all over after each mistake if you make. And you gotta clean the head a little bit, and you know that, you know, you might, it always falls into you, you know, like what? The game winning situation. So you gotta be ready anytime.
What did you see when the ball came out of Iglesias' hand and seeing the swing by Luis and the flight of the baseball?
Yeah, I guess he threw that slider and we just run through his bat path. So yeah, I was pretty pretty pumped up by him because, you know, he has worked a lot to get to this point.
You've been working a lot, too, just trying to get back into the rhythm. You took a lot of extra batting practice today early out on the field, and two doubles with two runs scored today. So when you're doing those kinds of things and there is an immediate reward, how good is that for Ramon Laureano?
It's good. It feels really good, you know, but at the same time, this game, you got to stay as present as you can. You got to, you know, try to master the present moment, and that's what I'm focused on. And I know I still got a lot of work to do, but thinking very confident and optimistic at the same time.
What about the double, the second one to right center, staying on the baseball and staying through it? Is that just another, you know, part of the checklist of things I want to be consistent with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as long as I'm, you know, hitting both sides of the field hard, you know, especially in the gaps, that's where I'm my best, and yeah.
I know you can play any position in the outfield, but it seems like while you're in right field, you're reminding people that, you know, I can cut balls off and you're making plays and you're keeping guys to one base. How much fun is it out there as you continue to work with Christian? You guys are working together. He looks up to you. And what have you seen so far?
I feel pretty confident in right field because I played most of my career in the minor leagues. But at the same time, same approach as center field, you know. I got every single ball. And I'm going to cut as many runs as I can. And I'm going to play it aggressive. Obviously, Christian and I have talked, you know, just be careful with any collision. Like, it has happened in the past with former teammates and other players. And we got to communicate, always communicate. And I think that's been key for us. And we're going to continue to get better on the communication side. But Christian is being amazing all around. He wants to learn so much, and you know, about take and leave, you know, whatever is best for you. You don't have to try everything, and at the end of the day, you gotta compete and focus on the pitcher.
Always appreciate you, Ramon. Thank you.
Always, Vince.
Ramon Laureano joining us. Joe, now back to you.
Well, you can hear it there, smile shining through the radio, and very few people have a better smile than Ramon Laureano. I'm sure he's feeling a lot of relief after struggling a little bit when he came back, but that's to be expected after missing so much time. But the A's really need his bat in the middle of the lineup. He's a five-tool capable player, and when he's out there, he really can change things for the middle of this lineup. And what the A's need is somebody in that lineup that can be a kind of an anchor right in the middle, that can allow everyone to kind of figure out their roles, what their responsibilities are, and not feel like everything is on your shoulder at each at-bat. And you know, it's not an easy job. It's not a job that everyone's capable of doing. And one of the few guys the A's have on their roster that is capable of that is Ramon Laureano. So great to see him having a strong day today. We'll take your calls as we continue to talk about the redemption and if baseball gods are real. It seems like they are. If you want to chime in, the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Vegas Joe Hughes as we continue to roll along. First, we're going to get to a phone call as we talk about the A's right now. I believe it's Billy that you're leaving the ballgame. Oh, he dropped out there. Well, Billy, if you want to call back in, get back in if you're leaving the ballpark ahead of game one today. 833-625-2278 is the number. We'll line up your calls. We'll also continue to talk through it. We'll hear from Mark Kotze on how this turned around for the A's and how the baseball gods are real. That's what we're hearing from the A's clubhouse right now. So a great win for the A's in game one of today's doubleheader. The A's will be back at it tonight at 6:40. Adam Aller will take the ball for that second game. So we'll roll you up for a little while longer. We'll take your calls. We'll go through some of the highlights because you can't hear Ken Korak's call of the Barea walk-off homer enough time. So we'll have that for you as we continue to roll along here on the A's Clubhouse on A's Live.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Hot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan-Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker.
Blue bottoms and jeans with holes in the wrong places. Too tight sweaters and shoes with torn laces.
Thought about some clothes that fit me like a glove.
I'm gonna Stitch Fix it and find a brand new phone.
That's right. Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to stitchfix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign-up. Terms and conditions apply.
Go to Stitch Fix.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Welcome back to the A's Clubhouse Show. I'm Joe Hughes filling in for Chris Townsend this afternoon. The A's getting an incredible and improbable walk-off win, beating the Angels 4-3, and maybe that swing of the bat from Luis Barea changes the momentum for the A's, who had really struggled in games at home. They snapped their 7-game home losing skid today, and you just had to start feeling good about things at home. The Angels have been one of the best teams in the American League and in baseball to start this season out, so you're beating a good team. And, you know, Mark Conte made a lot of good moves in this game. You know, it may not have seemed like it was going to be a lot of games where he had to, like, plug and play, but he really did in this game. You know, Ramon Laureano leading things off in the 7th, giving the A's a chance when he had that double. You didn't want to miss out on that. Mark Conte wasn't going to let the A's, you know, have another rally killed when something happens. Maybe a guy strikes out. Instead, he forces the issue, gets Laureano over to third, goes to his bench, brings in Jed Lowry, who is one of the better hitters the A's have had in a long time. It's a guy that the A's trust a lot. And you know you can count on him to give you a quality at bat, not to get up there and just strike out on 3 pitches. He fell behind 0-2, but he made up for it, got the single, got him in. That was a good move by Mark Conte. And another one that had some people I saw on Twitter screaming their heads off later in the game when he would go and bring in, you know, a guy that usually doesn't come in situations when the A's are trailing in Lou Trevino. You know, Mark Conte wanted to give the A's a chance in this game. So he went and got Lou Trevino to face Mike Trout late in the game with runners on because Trevino's got great numbers against Mike Trout. Now 0-6. Mike Trout is 0-6 against Lou Trevino. So, you know, Mark Conte didn't wait around to see, oh, I'll see what happens in the second game. Maybe I'll need him then. No, he said, I'm going to go give my guys a chance. I'm going to show them some faith. I'm going to show them I believe in them and that I want to give them a chance in that 9th inning. Trevino delivered, made his manager look good, and the A's made their manager look great by pulling out the win. Let's hear from the A's skipper now as he talks about the A's 4-3 win over the Angels.
How would you kind of just describe that and obviously the chance for a little redemption there?
Yeah, interesting game for Barrera, but obviously, you know, the mistakes he made, I'm sure he wanted that at bat. You know, wouldn't have got there without the two in front of him with Laureano and Bethancourt. Bethancourt's at bat was awesome, just to get Barrera back up there, give him a chance to redeem himself, and he put a great swing on that pitch, and I think he knew it right when he hit it. So good feeling.
How would you describe just the reaction in the dugout after the contact?
There was a lot of yelling, You know, it's great. It's great for this club. They fought. They fought. You know, each guy coming out of the bullpen, you know, grinded to keep it, keep us there. And the at-bats, were just got better and better. And obviously, you know, it's good. It's good to come back against a good quality team, a closer that's been dominant, and get a win.
There was one single player that made sure that you get back to that ninth inning with the game that way. Your right fielder, he made two hell of a plays, once against the wall, then the guy didn't want to run because he saw him going after the ball, and then he hit the double to get the inning started. What do you say about the game of Ramon Laureano?
Yeah, Ramon, exceptional game, two doubles. Really, you know, the spark plug there in the ninth inning with two outs. And the defense has always been there. He plays the game hard. He's got great instincts, and he plays, you know, he can play center field, he can play right field, and it's just, it's fun to watch him start to get into his groove right now, especially offensively.
Yes, and well, you have witnessed many, many walk-offs by the A's in this stadium. You know, that's like the trademark of this team. But how do you feel of your first walk-off as a manager?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, as a coach over the last few years, as you talk about, you experience those, and you know, you feel the highs, but I haven't come down yet. So it's a great feeling for this group. As I talk about, you know, they don't give up. They fight to, you know, through the end of the game every day, every night, and can be prouder of that group in there right now.
Blackburn, to get through 6 2/3, maybe what didn't look like his best stuff. What do you think of his outing overall?
Well, you know, the first inning, there was a couple ground balls that got through our infield. And, you know, he, I think he got better as the game went on. You know, he had a four pitch mix today that I thought he utilized exceptionally. I don't think he threw actually that many cutters. I think he went sinker. The curveball was there. You know, and, you know, Pauly, again, 1-0 game, and when he exits, and you know, he pitched a great game to give us a chance to win, as he has, and he continues to do. So I think Pauly's confidence is continuing to grow, and it should from today too.
On the tail end, you did dip into your bullpen a little bit more with the doubleheader coming up. How is that going to adjust heading into the second game?
Yeah, we got five fresh arms down there still, so I feel good about it. You know, some of the guys that threw have already been in the office volunteering to pitch in the second game, which you love, but we don't want to do anything, you know, to put guys in jeopardy. Obviously, we've got to play another game tomorrow, quick turnaround, so managing it again in the second game is what we talked about earlier, right, John, with having these double headers and playing nine innings. So, you know, we'll look for Aller to go out and hopefully provide some length as well.
Well, you heard it there. That was the A's skipper Mark Kotze talking about the A's 4-3 walk-off win over the Angels. Redemption was the story of the game. The A's getting a big win. If you want to chime in as we're getting you in between games right now, so some of you may be heading home, some of you may be heading to the game. Whatever it is, feel free to give us a call, 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at Vegas Joe Hughes. On the other side, we're going to chop it up. Uncle Townie found a little time in between the bright lights of TV to join us today, and we're going to talk about a great A's win on the other side as we continue to roll along with the A's Clubhouse here on A's Cast Live.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Welcome back to A's Clubhouse. The A's getting a redemption win in the ninth inning, pulling out the 4-3 win over the Angels to take game one of the doubleheader today and completely flip the momentum of the way this series was going and the way this homestand was going to start off. The A's snapping their seven-game home losing skid with one swing of the bat. And the guy that I'm filling in for, Chris Townsend, joining us now after getting the bright lights of TV, maybe washing off a little bit of the makeup and ready to talk to us here on A's Cast. And Chris, man, you know, the baseball gods sure do know how to author a great story at the end of a game.
Oh, my God. I mean, you think about Barrera. I mean, what happened in the seventh? What happened in the eighth? He's not looking like it's going to be good for him after the game if he's going to be answering questions, right? And I know you have to have the interpreter, and you're like,
Wow, bad base running, bad defense. This is a team that doesn't score a lot of runs. They've been struggling, as you said, losing straight at home, seven straight at home. This is all going to look bad, right? And next thing you know, he hits the walk-off jack, the first home run of his career, and you're like, man, this is why baseball is such a great game. It just doom and gloom to just utter joy in one swing of the bat, and it all came with two outs, too. How cool is that?
Oh, man, it was just so cool. As you mentioned, it was his first career homer. I mean, it's just there's so many things that are steeped on top of this. Got this note from Cody. He sent it along from Sarah Langs. I know she's a friend of A's Cast, that it's the fifth time that a player has got their first career homer as a walk-off homer. You're looking down this list of guys like Brandon Hicks in 2012, Derek Norris, George Hendrick way before my time in 72, and D. Miles back in 39. And you know, you can't have a redemption like this, as you mentioned, without having some mistakes, but there's so many cool things. His first career homer, and we're talking about a guy who is DFA'd just over a month ago, back on here, and then completely changing the momentum, not just of the game, but, you know, like you mentioned, you lose seven in a row at home, you're not scoring runs, you need something to feel good about, and there's so much to feel good about of what happened in the ninth inning for the A's.
And pitching. When you keep looking at it and saying, okay, what's going to keep us interested? What's going to keep this team from getting hammered every day is pitching. And they continue. We got to start calling it Pauly Win Day, Pauly Blackburn, because when he pitches, the A's win. They've won six out of his seven starts. So the new nickname, I don't know, started today. Start selling T-shirts, Pauly Win Day. You know, you look at what the A's starters, they start to give you innings. They're not walking anybody. They're keeping you in games. And if this team is going to have any chance, you know, to beat people like the Angels or to beat any teams that are looked at as, you know, the better teams in baseball, you're going to have your starters give you innings. Because, I mean, too many times, and I hate it, and I know it's modern day baseball, but you're going to see four, five, six relievers. And the problem with that is, and I know I say it over and over again, but it takes just one of those guys to have an off night and it screws up everything. So, I mean, Paul Blackburn could have pitched more if you ask me. I thought he could have gone deeper in the game. But if there's something that, you know, right now the A's can hang their hat on and, you know, hopefully, you know, Aller's going to kind of get a second opportunity after, you know, first couple starts really got raked over the coals. But right now, starting pitching is keeping this team in every game. I mean, remember when they lost all three games in Minnesota, they lost by only one run in each of those games. So the you don't love the record, but they're close and they're in all these games. And then, of course, you can have magic like you had today. And that note from Sarah Langs is great.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking to Ken about this early on in the season. We talked about kind of tempered expectations for this team after, you know, trading away so many guys and seeing all those guys leave. But it's so hard to have tempered expectations because, as you mentioned, the pitching has been so good. So most of the games when the A's, even during that 9-game losing streak, it's not like they're going out and losing 8-0 or, you know, 7-1 every single night. They're within a run or two. And that's why it's hard because you're biting your tongue and you're feeling like, oh, we're so close. We need that big knock. You know, we need these hits that we just weren't getting. And so to get one of those, and it just really, at least maybe on the fandom side or on the media side, it did feel like there was a little bit of a dam breaking. You know, don't want to write in as the best thing I saw is the last thing I saw, because that happens way too often, but they needed something to feel good about. And, you know, maybe this was it. And the baseball gods have a funny way of, you know, turning things around and balancing things out. So after a 9-game losing streak, maybe it balances out a little bit for them.
Well, and then there is also and you've seen it with a lot of different teams over the years, that first game back after a road trip can be a stinker quite a few times. So you just won 4 out of 5. You're feeling good in Detroit. You come back home, stinker last night, but win this first game like you did today, and you saw the reaction of all the players coming out of the dugout, how they felt about it. Man, you go out tonight, make it happen tonight at 6:40, and now you sweep a doubleheader. You know, it's momentum's a great thing, and, you know, we used to joke around, you know, or we used to say in baseball all the time, momentum's the next day starter. Well, that means nothing now because starters don't go deep in games. It's really momentum is your next day's bullpen. But
tell us,
I mean,
how you really feel
thing
about it, Chris.
Like, so, yeah, I know. So, I'm trying to be positive as much as I can. But that's the thing. It's like, you know, this team, it's about the good vibes, feeling good about yourself, having belief. You have to believe you can get it done at this level. And one thing that is carrying over from a Bob Melvin team to a Mark Kotze team is they play hard until the final out. And was not that exactly what happened today? That this team did not pack it in, two outs, you get the double, you get the walk. They fought to the very last out. And that is a trademark that you don't see from every single organization and every single team. But that has been a trademark. No matter what the names have been on the back of the jerseys, the name of the front of the jersey, the Oakland Athletics, they play hard every game, all 27 outs. They don't give up. And it's great to see that characteristic coming over, you know, from Bob Melvin to Mark Kotze. And it was so evident today.
Well, you know, and to your point, how about Mark Kotze giving his team a chance in the ninth inning, saying, I'm going to go get one of my plus relievers when I'm down a couple of runs. I'm going to go bring in Lou Trevino to face Mike Trout. I know he's got great numbers against him, but, you know, not just waiting like, oh, you know what, we don't have a lead, so I'll just wait to the next game, saying, you know what, I believe in you guys. I'm going to give you a chance to go and win this game, and I'm going to bring in a plus guy to make sure you have that chance.
Yeah, and for Lou, does this get that confidence back and he can start pitching? Because I was talking with, and you know, Shooty Babbitt, who's one of the best scouts in the game, and we were just talking about going, yeah, how is your stuff this good and you get hit like this? Because there's not like a middle ground with Lou Trevino. There's either the really good Lou or the really bad Lou, and right now we're in the really bad. And maybe going up against a guy like Mike Trout, who you look at the career numbers, I don't think there's that too many guys out there in baseball who have the kind of numbers. I mean, it's only six at-bats, but I'll take 0-for-6 against Mike Trout any day of the week. But does this lock Lou back in? So much of this, when you're a guy that has the kind of arm that Lou has, it's a between the ears, it's the mental side, it's the total belief in the attack and to go out and dominate. Get that Lou going again and what that could mean for the bullpen. But, you know, also a big key for Paul Blackburn is to get you the innings that he got you early, because the last thing you want to see in a doubleheader is if your first starter, the lead horse, goes out and doesn't do well and makes this a super, super long bullpen game, what that does for the second game, ouch. So they got off to a good start. I'm fired up. Let's go. Game two. I'm probably like a lot of other people who started today, and I probably would have been different if they wouldn't have won. We're like, oh, it's a doubleheader. Oh, got the pain in the you-know-what, everything we got to go through. But after that walk-off win, I'm jazzed. Let's go. I'm ready for another game. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm jazzed, man. I'm ready to go. Like you said, it just changed the energy in the ballpark, and Ken's got a great call. You can actually hear the belief as the ball's carrying it on, like he's going to get it over the fence himself and just kind of believing in it as the ball's getting out of there. So we'll let you get out of here. It's a long day.
Are you saying Ken Korak willed this ball out of the ballpark today?
You know what? The lights hadn't taken full effect, so maybe he was using some of his energy to help push that ball just a little bit further out. So it was such a great game, and it just changed the energy. And the guy that we didn't even talk about yet was Ramon Laureano. You know, this guy has the ability to be kind of a staple in the middle of the lineup. One of the few guys in that lineup that can maybe anchor the middle of that lineup once he gets going. 2-for-3, 2 doubles, scored twice, walked. I mean, that is a great sign.
Ramon Laureano is the toughness. I actually got to talk to him yesterday. He came over where we're doing the show, A's Cast Live, and there are some choice words used that we can't use because of the FCC, but talk about you bring the attitude to this team. And he loved when I said that to him. I go, you bring that you-know-what to this team. And that's who he is. I mean, this is a guy that went and challenged the entire Astros dugout by himself. He's that attitude. He is the toughness. He is that kind of guy, and people feed off of that. You love to have players like that. You want to go to, you know, I know it's a cliche, you want to go to battle, but you do. If you know, fight anybody, anytime, anywhere, How can you not love having a teammate like that? And that's the enthusiasm. You know, we always call him Bulldogs on the Mound. He's just like, you know, he's like a bear on fire, and it's awesome. I mean, you look, he takes extra bases, ball into the outfield. He's always looking. You look at the way he plays defense. He's made some of the greatest plays. He brings an edge. And team is not beating. No offense to anybody here. You know, here we're going to give you the real. We're going to truth. The callers know it. I've posted it for years because we allowed them to give their opinions, but we try and be as honest as we possibly can. This team does not stack up man for man, bottom line. That's just – but doesn't mean you can't win. Doesn't mean you can't go out there and compete like they did in this first game. And a guy like Ramon Laureano rubs off on everybody, and you start to say, why not us? Why not go out there? Why? I mean, these guys are getting an opportunity of a lifetime. Some of these guys – would not be at the big league level. So take advantage. Luis Barrera today took advantage of an opportunity. He was given an opportunity. He took advantage of it. That's what you need to do in life. That's what you need to do as a professional. When someone gives you that opportunity, you need to seize that moment. And that's what he did today. And that goes a long way, not only with Mark Kotze, but that goes a long way with the front office too. So, you know, a lot of guys, unfortunately, this is a game of failure, and a lot of times when you have this, when you're given this chance and given this opportunity, you fail. Well, he didn't today. He took advantage of that, and that's going to get him some more at-bats, and hopefully we'll have an entertaining game here in game two. You know, you win two, and then all of a sudden you're looking to take three out of four tomorrow, and, you know, let's face it, then you had the Angels number last year, and now the Angels are looking up going, damn, we're having a hard time beating these guys again this year.
It's going to be great. I mean, like, maybe this is the switch around, because we joke every year about how Pagoda always picks the Angels are going to win the division. Maybe this changes it around. So it's going to be a long day of A's baseball. We'll let you go get a little rest before game two, man. So thanks for checking in after the TV appearance earlier today.
You know, this is such a vulture win for you. Look at you. You just come riding in on the white horse. You get the walk-off win. Everybody's excited. I mean, you're just living the dream.
I'm the 27th player on A's cast, man. I'm the 27th man on the A's cast roster today.
Oh, you kidding me? You're the rock star. I got to battle through the long losses, and everybody's angry. You just sit back. You're drinking champagne, eating cake, living the dream.
That's it. I'm the favorite uncle. You're Uncle Townie, but I'm the uncle that comes and says, oh, all the candy and ice cream you want until your parents come pick you up.
It's a good guy to be.
All right, man. We'll let you go get that break before game two. Thanks for checking in. Chris Townsend, he'll be back with you tomorrow when the A's pick up the regular schedule after today's doubleheader. We're going to roll along. We're going to check in as we get you ready for game number two. That'll get underway a little over an hour from now. It's 6:40, game number two. Adam Aller will be on the hill for the A's as they look to build on the momentum from this one. But first, we're going to take a look at the Mechanics Out-of-Town Scoreboard as we take a look at our Out-of-Town Scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Checking in on an interesting game from earlier today was the Braves beating the Padres 6-5. Sean Manaea started that game for the Padres, and a little bit of former A's on A's crime, lefty on lefty crime. Matt Olson smacked his fourth homer of the year in that game, and he did it against his former teammate, taking Sean Manaea deep. Braves getting the one run win there. And the Giants, their six-game winning streak, that came to an end as they were shut out today in St. Louis, losing to the Cardinals 4-3. Tigers beat the Orioles 3-0, and right now, the game's going on. It's the Rockies over the Royals in the top of the second inning. The Guardians and Twins tied 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Red Sox, a team that's really been struggling this year, actually doing pretty well right now, leading the Rangers 6-1 that game in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll keep an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard, but we're going to keep rolling along with what's on deck. Game two of a doubleheader tonight coming up at 6:40, a little over an hour from now. Adam Aller will take the ball against Michael Lorenzen. It's a second game of the doubleheader. Aller is back up as the 27th man on the roster today for the A's doubleheader. This is going to be his fourth start of the season with the A's. He started the year in the rotation, sent down to Las Vegas at the beginning of the month. He pitched well down there with the Aviators with a 2.25 ERA and a pair of starts, so maybe he can carry that into today's game as the A's are looking to build on momentum. as we take a look at what's on deck. Presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. You can learn more at ashbylumber.com. The A's get the improbable, let's call it the improbable, 4-3 walk-off win. Luis Barea, his first career homer, a walk-off home run, completely flipping the switch, changing the energy and the momentum for the A's. And now we see if the A's will be able to carry that into game number two. As we step aside, just to let those on the A's radio network know, we're going to be playing the Best of A's Cast. That will lead you up into game number two at 6:40 with a first pitch there. So get ready for the Best of A's Cast, and you know it's all great content here. We'll have more of that, and I'll be back with you after game number two. You can also find me on Twitter, at Vegas Joe Hughes. But A's take game one of the doubleheader with a 4-3 redemption walk-off win as we continue along with A's Clubhouse.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Who's feeling especially happy about their rides right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
Gas mileage is amazing.
The gas mileage is what's so great.
America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker is Honda. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Fuel efficiency based on 2021 EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get 4 tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. 4 tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis, the third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close. The dive, the tag. Save at the plate. And the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'scast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.